USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Joyce Tarrant is speaking out. She's the grandmother of Brenton Tarrant, the man accused of killing 50 people in two mass shooting attacks in two New Zealand mosques.
You know, the media is saying he's planned it for a long time, so he's obviously not of sound mind, I don't think.
In Christchurch, New Zealand, reporter Christy Lou Stout says New Zealand lawmakers are scheduled to meet for intense discussions on reforming the country's weapon laws.
There'll be a cabinet meeting with the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. One day after the massacre, she pledged that there will be changes to the gun legislation. She wants to see a ban on semi-automatic weapons.
Australian police say a counter-terrorism team executed search warrants in New South Wales to help New Zealand get more information on the white supremacist attack. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
In Nebraska, up to 400 homes and cabins are underwater in an area known as Hansen's Lake. Part of Offutt Air Force Base near Omaha is underwater. People in parts of Fremont County, Iowa, are being evacuated. National Weather Service meteorologist Melissa Bird is downstream from the Nebraska-Iowa flooding.
This is all due to snowmelt upstream, as well as the past couple weeks of heavy rainfall across our region.
Two deaths are being blamed on the floods. Flooding along the Missouri River is playing havoc with Amtrak schedules. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has officially kicked off her candidacy for a 2020 presidential bid. She made the announcement in a video posted online on Sunday. In a follow-up tweet, Gillibrand teased a campaign event next Sunday at Trump International in New York City. Gillibrand was the first senator to call on Senator Al Franken to resign in 2017 based on allegations of sexual harassment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A killing of a notorious crime boss may not be related to the mob. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
New York City police say a suspect is in custody in the shooting death of the reputed Gambino crime family boss, Francisco Cali. NYPD Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea provides more detail to the detainment of the suspect.
He is in custody. He is not going anywhere. We have the arrest warrant in hand, but the process entails the Staten Island DA's office working in conjunction now with the New Jersey prosecutors, and that's what will take some days.
A source with knowledge of the investigation told CNN Sunday Cali's killing does not appear to be mob-related. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
An unexpected Democratic White House candidate almost made his big announcement in a Saturday evening speech, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A slip of the tongue by former Vice President Joe Biden may have let the cat out of the bag, so to speak.
I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United, if anybody who would run.
The crowd in his home state of Delaware cheering as Biden laughs, crosses himself, and adds,
I didn't mean it.
Saying he didn't mean it, but there are reports from multiple sources that Biden has begun hiring a campaign staff and has told several of his close friends he's running. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.